You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I absolutely love supporting people that are interested in living their best life by eating healthy. That is why today I'm going to share with you from both the perspective of Eastern and Western medicine, the importance of eating foods that are in season and local. And since summer's in the air, I will be focusing on the best foods that promote health during the summer. I am so excited you are joining me today, and I can't wait to share with you the benefits of seasonal eating. Let's start with defining what seasonal eating is. Eating seasonal refers to produce that is purchased and consumed within the season that the food is naturally harvested, which means that it is at its absolute peak in terms of flavor and nutritional value. Seasonal foods bring us the nutrition that we need at a particular time of the year. For instance, spring is often wet and sticky in some parts of the world, which means that we need food that take away the dampness in our body, such as corn, white beans, and onions. Summer is hot, so we need to eat food to cool us down, such as watermelon and cucumber. Autumn is dry, which means we need food that moisturize and lubricate, such as snow peas, pumpkin, and honey. Winter is cold, so we need food which warms up the body, such as soup or beef. Eating in season food also means avoiding artificial ripening with gases or eating a bland version of the fruit or vegetable that has been shipped to us from thousands of miles away. Eating seasonally also results in the most nutrient-dense produce. Studies have shown that fruits and vegetables contain more nutrients when allowed to ripen naturally on their parent plant. Moreover, when we are in balance and feel vital, eating what grows seasonally and regionally helps us feel better and stay in balance. Throughout the majority of history, humans have been eating seasonally out of obligation. They weren't planes, trucks, and massive refrigerating devices to transport produce from place to place. When we eat seasonally by choice, we're able to tap into the best that our local area has to offer while helping the environment and our wallets. Seasonal food is always the best option because when you buy produce that's out of season, it has to travel from far away. That means fruits and veggies are picked before they ripe, and products that are chosen may be selected for durability at the expense of flavor. When your food is grown close by, it only has to travel several miles rather than travel potentially across an ocean to get to you. When eating local foods, freshness, flavor, and nutritional content are better preserved. Think about it for a little bit. Have you ever eaten a fruit or vegetable right off the tree, bush, or vine? How did it taste? Well, back in the day, choices in the produce section of grocery stores were more limited than they are today, and seasonal fruits and veggies were the only options to choose from when planning meals. I know, some of you might be wondering about right now, what about all the fancy new food we have access to nowadays because of the technology that we have? You know, that food that marketers are claiming to be superfoods that you must eat to be healthy. Well, as shocking as this may sound, there is no such thing as a superfood group. Superfood is a marketing and media term assigned to a food that is thought to be nutritionally dense and consequently good for your health. Some examples of foods labeled as superfoods are blueberries, goji berries, chia seeds, salmon, kale, and acai. However, there are no set criteria to determine what should be considered a superfood or not, and science does not recognize the term either. There are no regulations. Therefore, anyone can label a food superfood and market it as such. And that's what marketers are doing to us. They're promoting a food as a superfood so we can buy more of it and they make a profit. Now, do not get me wrong. It is a good idea to incorporate these nutrient-dense foods in your diet. Nonetheless, Just because a food is labeled healthy or as a superfood, it does not mean you can eat or even worse, supplement unlimited quantities of it. Overeating, meaning getting more than your body needs of superfoods or any other food, will not give your body superpowers. It is quite the opposite. It can cause health issues such as gain weight, blood sugar imbalances, or health problems due to overconsumption of calories and one or more nutrients. On the other hand, excluding local foods from our diet that are not labeled as superfood is also a mistake, because no one food contains a perfect balance of nutrients to sustain a healthy life. All foods labeled superfood or not, regardless of where they were harvested, have a variety of nutrients and other health benefits that we need for our proper functioning of our bodies. Even iceberg lettuce, which is often regarded as not having any nutrients, has health benefits that include lower cholesterol levels, cancer prevention, neuroprotector, improved sleep, manage anxiety, lower inflammation, and constant supply of antioxidants. In addition, nature is super smart and it usually provides the food that is right for the environment of the people and animals that live in that area. Can you imagine? Do you think that nature discriminated and we just because we don't live in the Amazon now we cannot be healthy? No, each area has a healthy food for its own area. We haven't been left out of the superfood market, so we don't have to go far away to get all our nutrients. One way to help you eat seasonally and local is by trying new old recipes. Look for old family recipes, historical cookbooks, and regional specialties to try. You can ask neighbors, friends, and family members to see if they have any recipes to share with you. Another advantage of eating seasonal and local food is you will save money. The cost-saving aspects of eating locally grown foods comes down to a matter of supply and demand. When you buy produce that is in season, you're purchasing it at the peak of a supply, when it's easy to grow and harvest. When there's a lot of fruits and vegetables ready available, the prices become lower. When they're harder to grow and harvest, prices go up. Also, buying local food supports the local economy. When you buy strawberries from a farm in your town, that money will get reinvested into businesses in your town, which keeps your local economy healthy and thriving. Also, buying locally grown produce creates more community and connection. Instead of working through long chains of distribution, buyers meet the people growing the food, which helps to build a more vibrant community that's passionate about providing healthy and safe foods for all families. Now, let's look at some summer fruits you might like. The following fruits are ready to hit the shelves at low prices in temperate environments, and they are apricots, plums, cherries, cantaloupe, bananas, mangoes, honeydew melon, blackberries, nectarines, strawberries, raspberries, watermelon, peaches, tomatoes, passion fruit, melon, lemon, and limes. Take a few seconds and contemplate the list that I just gave you. Which of these fruits are your favorites? Are there any you haven't tried or are you curious about? Go to the farmer's market and look for some of them and try them. Now, what about summer vegetables? Well, grab these veggies at the farmer market this summer and make a morning out of it. Radishes, arugula, cucumber, beets, bell peppers, carrots, zucchini, garlic, green beans, okra, summer squash, corn, and rhubarb. Which of these vegetables do you like? And how do you like to prepare them? Are there any of them that you haven't tried? I love rhubarb. It is so diverse. Maybe because of its tangy flavor. I can use it in savory dishes like beans and all the way to desserts. Yes, you heard me right. I cook rhubarb with beans. I have a great recipe to make beans with rhubarb and ends up tasting like Boston baked beans, but healthy. In fact, let me share the recipe with you. Here are the ingredients. 1 teaspoon of butter or coconut oil, if you want to make it healthier. 1.5 cups of rhubarb, cut into 1/2-inch pieces, 1 small red onion diced, you can also use white onion, 1 garlic clove minced, 1/2 cup of raisins or dried apricots, 3 tablespoons of tomato paste, 3 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of molasses, 1 teaspoon of mustard powder, 1/2 a teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, and 1/8 of a teaspoon of ground cloves. 3 cups of cooked Great Northern beans. This is the equivalent of 1 cup dry, soaked overnight and cooked, and 1 cup of water. And here are the instructions. Preheat oven 350 degrees. Heat butter or coconut oil in a large skillet. Add onions and rhubarb. Saute over medium-high heat until rhubarb begins to soften, around 2 or 3 minutes. Add remaining ingredients and simmer over medium-low heat until the mixture begins to thicken. That's about 3 to 5 minutes. Transfer the beans to an 8x8 baking dish or any other oven-proof casserole dish. Bake cover with aluminum foil for 30 minutes. Uncover and return the dish to the oven and bake for another 15 to 20 minutes until the beans are thick and bubbly. Now, I know that turning the oven on during the summer may be a little bit too hot. So if it is too hot where you live, you don't have to make it in the oven. Just cook this in your stove. Another benefit of eating seasonally is that you can turn it into a fun activity that the whole family can participate in. A fantastic activity during the summer is berry picking. Spend an afternoon picking out and snacking on fresh strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, or blackberries right off the vine. And since you're buying in bulk and doing the labor yourself, it's usually much cheaper than it will be to go to the grocery store. Have you ever been berry picking? If not, do a quick search on the internet to find the closest farm that offers berry picking. And if you find yourself with too much produce, you can share it with your friends or family, or you can preserve it for later. Canning and pickling are fantastic ways to keep the flavor of summer alive all year around. And if you have freezer space and you have a lot of leftovers, then you can chop it and freeze it, can it, or make it into a jam. In the case of vegetables, you can create a tomato sauce and you can freeze it or pickle some cucumbers. Now here's the pro tip. Homemade jams and pickles make a fantastic gift for our friends and families. It is also important to know what you're eating. Be curious about where your food is coming from and where it originated. The Real Food Encyclopedia will help you understand this by breaking down facts about sustainability, as well as tips for shopping, storing, and preparing your favorite fruits and vegetables. Check out the website for the Real Food Encyclopedia. Just Google the Real Food Encyclopedia and it will appear on top of the list. Eating seasonal and local food is not only good for your health, it's also good for the environment. Nothing blooms year-round, so large markets and grocers have had to come up with some tricks to make sure that the supply meets our demand, even if that demand is a fresh tomato in the middle of November. When fruits and vegetables are forced to grow outside their natural seasons, farmers use chemicals and other unnatural methods to ensure that out-of-season harvests meet the cosmetic standards that we expect to see from the produce in our grocery stores. And as you know by now, all of these chemicals cause toxic overload in our bodies and create diseases such as autoimmune disorders and any other chronic illness that is out there. It has been proven. 70% of diseases, especially chronic ones, comes from toxicity and deficiency. Large markets and grocers may buy out-of-season produce that has been gassed, treated with radiation, and preserved in wax to extend the shelf life and save money. Ew, gross. So if you're passionate about eating clean and steering free of chemicals in your meals, eat with the season and opt for locally grown whenever possible. If you're always trying to buy organic and want to save time and contribute to your local economy, you should definitely consider joining a community-supported agriculture program. Community-supported agriculture programs, or CSA for short, is an investment you make in a local farm or collection of regional farms that are paid in bulk before harvesting. Your seasonal or annual payment acts as a share, and throughout harvest time, you'll receive weekly boxes of locally harvested fruits and vegetables. While the upfront cost of a CSA share can seem overpriced, the initial investment pays off in the long run, saving you money and reducing food waste over time. People who join CSA save an average of $70 per year. If you're still unsure about the price tag, consider splitting your share with a neighbor, a roommate, or a loved one. Some farms offer half shares and sliding scales as well. To find your nearest CSA, go to this website, www. localharvest.org/CSA/. Now let's talk about nutrition for a little bit. It's a well-known fact that fruits and vegetables that are transported from faraway places have a reduction in nutrient content. In contrast, produce that is picked at its peak of its natural harvest is almost always higher in antioxidants, vitamins, folate, and carotenes. Plus, nature provides us with what we need. For example, summer stone fruits like peaches and apricots provide us with extra beta carotene that helps protect us from sun damage. They also provide more sweetness for energetic activities like swimming and walking that are more likely to do in the summertime. Seasonal eating gives you something to look forward to. Now, why spend money on a subpar produce that's out of season? What's worse than a watery tomato or a flavorless slice of watermelon or a sour piece of pineapple? I'm telling you, I always am looking forward when the summer comes in and I can eat fresh corn off the cob and also delicious sweet watermelon. I cannot even stand in the winter eating watermelon. It just tastes like paper. So it's just not worth it to me. Now let's look at the Eastern perspective of eating seasonally. From Oriental philosophy, and more specifically on the concept of yin and yang, everything we observe in nature has certain qualities, and many of them are classified as opposite, like hot and cold, bright and dark, high and low. For our life to be as healthy as possible, we must learn to tune into this dual nature. According to Chinese medicine, the heat of summer feeds on the body fluids and harms yin. So it's recommended to take in predominantly cooling yin foods to disperse heat and build up body fluids. Therefore, during the summer, which is considered the most yang compared to other seasons, foods should be focused on refreshing and hydrating you. You know, foods that will cool you down. In other words, more yin. That is because in warm periods, our body needs more yin foods, such as green leafy vegetables, cold melon soups, and some numb tropical fruits. So your menu for the summer should mostly consist of delicious salad with carrots, beets, and some seaweed. This is the perfect time to eat more raw foods that can clear heat. But as with anything, do not overdo it. Too many cold or raw foods can wreak havoc on the digestive tract, causing spasms, tightness, and contractions. This will make the body work harder to warm up the food that you eat, which can deplete qi of the spleen and stomach meridians. Therefore, cooked foods and even soups are still recommended during the warm summer months. They are usually made with seasonally available foods or eaten at room temperature to avoid any digestive conflict. It is also best to avoid heavy, greasy, and fried foods during the summer months, as they can also clog up the digestive system. They can also create excess phlegm in the lungs, leading to respiratory problems. And when cooking during the season of summer, it is best to create meals quickly and simply by grilling or stir frying. So incorporate cooked foods during the summer too, and enjoy crisp watermelon slices, barley tea, and other foods to soothe and aid in cooling the body. Incorporate foods that grow from the ground to the outside. They're expanding. And they have greater amount of water than yang foods, which grow inside of the earth and keep more heat in. They shrink. As I mentioned before, foods cooling or neutral in nature and hydrating foods are good choices during the summer months. So here are some food recommended to eat throughout the summer season according to Chinese medicine. Summer vegetables, things like peppers, eggplant, onions, and summer squash are all good choices. They tend to be high in water content, which helps keep the body cool. Greens, foods like cabbage, kale, broccoli, Swiss chard, and spinach are great choices to add to a salad or even a stir fry. They tend to be neutral to cooling in nature. Melons. Melons are high in water content, so they are great to have around on those really hot summer days for replenishing lost fluids. They're also non-calorie dense, so they won't be heavy on the stomach. Seafood. While most meats tend to be warming in nature, seafood is not. It leans more heavily towards the cooling nature of food. This makes it a great choice for summer dinners. It is also high in protein and easy to throw on the grill. Fruit. Summer is when there is an abundance of fruit. Most fruit tends to be cooling in nature, but the high sugar content can be detrimental to the spleen. The best choices are fruits grown in tropical climates as they have the highest water content. From Chinese medicine perspective, summer is the season of the heart and the fire element. The heart is the emperor of the human body. It governs blood and is responsible for Qian, which is our mind. When fire is in harmony, a person experiences happiness, self-confidence, and compassion. The emotional energy of the heart is joy. Do not confuse joy with happiness. You can think of it more as an enthusiasm for living. It is the abundant overspilling of spirit of the heart, reaching out to life. Laughter is the sign of the fire element, and laughter generally is beneficial to the heart. When there's fire, this harmony, the extreme emotions of fire are overjoy or overexciting, and shock and fright. These are stressors to the heart. Change is stressful. Whether it's a negative stress, such as the heartbreaking end of a love relationship, or a positive stress, such as winning the big lottery, events, situations, and feelings which require significant readjustment to take place exert stress and strain on the heart. The heart is vulnerable to emotional extremes. In excess or hyperactivity, the distress emotional states of fire include hypertension, restlessness, nervousness, elation, anxiety, and hysteria. Deficient distress states that impact the heart are sadness, discouragement, self-doubt, despair, emptiness, hopelessness, and depression. Inappropriate laughter or the complete absence of laughter may be a sign of a fire imbalance. Foods that you can eat to harmonize the fire element are corn, amaranth, quinoa, large leafy greens like kale, collards, and dandelion, and summer fruits. Plants grow fast in the summer. People act energetically, and the body, qi, and blood become relatively more vigorous than in other seasons. Chinese medicine claims that the physiological changes make the heart overfunction, and there's too much yang qi, which flows outward to the exterior part of the body. So according to the five-element theory, an overfunctioning of the heart restricts the lung functioning. It is advisable to eat more food with pungent flavors and reduce bitter flavors. This enhances the lung and maintains a normal sweating mechanism in summer. Sweat is the fluid of the heart. Excessive sweating scatters the heart qi and weakens the mind, causing symptoms like being easily annoyed, low spirit, restlessness, and sleeping difficulties. Foods with sour and salty flavors help to ease these symptoms. Summer is hot and rainy in some regions, which disturb the fluid and electrolyte balance of the body and lead to lethargy, weakness, fever, thirst, lack of appetite, and possibly loose bowels. Some foods are recommended for keeping the body cool and balanced, such as bitter gourd, watermelon, strawberries, tomatoes, mung beans, cucumber, wax gourd, lotus root, lotus seed, bean sprouts, duck, and fish, for those that are not vegan. In general, the daily diet should contain more vegetables and fruit at this time so as to stimulate the appetite and provide adequate fluids. As I said before, warm and cooked foods ensure the digestive system will work more effectively, and too many greasy, raw, and frozen foods can damage the digestive system and lead to poor appetite, diarrhea, or stomach upset. It is a Chinese tradition in summer to make soups for clearing summer heat, eliminating dampness, and promoting digestion. As you can see, the natural cycle of the seasons has a profound effect on human growth and well-being, and we should live in harmony with them. This process is undertaken in part by knowing how to prepare food according to each season. Nature provides foods that are better suited for us to eat during each season. For example, during the summer, our bodies need to stay cool. Thus, eating cooling foods that are often available during the summer are ideal. However, there is an exception. If a person is not healthy, first balance the individual and then attune for the season without affecting the person's internal climate. For example, a person with candida cannot tolerate sweets. Even though summer is a season when there's a lot of sweet fruits and vegetables available, individuals with candida should not increase their sweet consumption. Instead, they should emphasize the bitter flavor that is more drying. Observing the cycles of nature can provide a dynamic reflection on our health. Engaging with the environment's seasonal transition is an insightful way to get in tune with ourselves and the world. Therefore, during the summer, with the many hours of daylight that we have, the energy and bounty of summer is ideal time for socializing, nurturing creative projects, and making time for exercise outside. To optimize your health during the next 3 months, remember that summer is a time for growth and expansion. Allow yourself to stay out a little bit later during this time, socialize with people who bring you joy, make time to play, experience life, and go on an adventure or two, but be sure to balance it with plenty of water, downtime, and relaxation. Some suggestions are: wake up earlier in the morning, rest at midday, go to bed later, seek water to balance the fire element, like cool bath and showers, go swimming. Seek activities that bring you joy and put you in a state of flow. Nourish creative projects. Find time to play like if you were a child. Do these activities and you'll have a happy and healthier summer. Summer is also one of the best times to cleanse and detox our bodies. Our body's natural process for detoxification is done by removing impurities from the blood and the liver, where toxins are processed for elimination. The body also eliminates toxins through the kidneys, intestines, lungs, lymphatic system, and our skin. But because we are continually bombarded with various chemical and environmental toxins, such as stress, anxiety, and our makeup, and the food that we eat that is not organic, and the household cleaners that are toxic, that can all slow down the body's elimination process. So it's very important that we should detox at least twice a year. And this is important because one of the main causes of the majority of diseases is toxicity. Therefore, it's super important to cleanse or detox at least 2 times a year, and some people need it even 4 times per year. It just depends on your lifestyle and how much you're exposed to these environmental toxins like stress and non-organic food. And if you're already suffering from a chronic illness, then you must start immediately a detox program. Some common symptoms of toxicity include, but are not limited to, unexplained fatigue, sluggish elimination, skin irritation, allergies, low-grade infection, puffy or bags under the eyes, bloating, menstrual problems, mental confusion, autoimmune disorders, adrenal fatigue, and many other symptoms. Anyone who experiences one or more of the above symptoms regularly can benefit from even a short detox to help alleviate stress on the body. And detoxification is all about resting, cleansing, and nourishing the body from the inside out. And many believe detoxing can help prevent disease by removing and eliminating toxins and then feeding your body with healthy nutrients. A comprehensive detoxification program should include herbs like the ones found in my detox supplements. And you can find that detox supplement on my website. I know many of you love this product because this formula provides a comprehensive and well-balanced program for deep internal cleansing. I have seen people use this supplement during chemotherapy, and the doctors reported that their liver is working even better than before they started chemo. Well, this supplement does just more than cleanse. It also supports all organs of elimination as well as being a blood purifier. This herbal supplement works in harmony with your body's natural detoxification process to help you feel lighter, brighter, and more energized. You can find it on my website at www.dsanddavidrsandrosetonywithanicamacho.com, and I will also put the link with the description of this show. It is almost time for the end of this show, so I'm going to conclude by telling you, by sticking to eating with the seasons, you're almost guaranteed to go home with fresh, good-tasting food that is high in nutrients, and you can feel good about feeding yourself and your loved ones. Remember, every dollar you spend is a vote for how the world operates. As a food buyer, the produce you choose to buy plays a role in how your local grocery store chooses to purchase, sell, and operate their business. So choose wisely. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you learned something about the importance of seasonal eating and that the next time you walk into a supermarket, you're a little bit more confident on what you need to buy. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.